Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. This is talk number 5, The Wrong People, Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through to 22. Previously in Mark's Gospel, Jesus has been restoring the injured or unwell, a woman with fever, a man whose mind was lost, another with skin disease, a fourth with paralysis. But now Jesus meets a healthy, resilient and successful man. What could he possibly offer him? This man Levi collects local taxes. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founders of the United States, once wrote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Tax collectors are never popular. But in Jesus' society, they were despised since it was an easy job to abuse for personal gain. So Levi, he must be a pretty hard man, determined to carve his own path through life no matter what others think of him. Indeed, I wonder how he first reacted when he saw Jesus and four fishermen stood in front of him. Did he prepare for a fight? Yet the moment Jesus speaks, Levi responds positively. And before you know, Levi is laying on a dinner for Jesus with a whole group of his friends and colleagues present, folk who are also despised by others. You see, Jesus mixes with all because his message is for all. Some people imagine that the ideas of Christianity are only for particular types. If you're religious, if you've been raised in a Christian family, if you like to do good, if you're a weak character who needs a crutch to lean on in life, whatever it may be, Christianity is selective, only for certain types. That's such a false idea. Jesus spoke a message to all because all need to hear it. That's because it's about what every one of us must face: death and the judgment of God afterwards. We are different in many ways, but all of us must meet God to answer for our lives. It's certain. In the story, religious people see what Jesus is doing and criticise him. They know that if he speaks for God, as he claims, then he should be selective. How can he mix with those whom God has written off? They're the wrong people, they sneer. How can he eat with sinners? But this is what Jesus' previous healing miracles have all been pointing towards. He said that when he made the disabled man mobile again, before he got his legs moving. Jesus first granted the man God's forgiveness. The healings were only ever signposts, you see. Jesus wasn't born to be a doctor. He was born to be a saviour, to rescue us not just from passing physical ailments so we can have a better quality of life for a short period of time. He came to rescue us from the sins that lead to eternal death, to prepare us to meet God and to know that despite all the wrong we have done to him, others and ourselves, God will smile upon us. Yet, here, the proud moralists can't see it. God's not into forgiveness. He loves the decent people. The rest he writes off, like they do. This is so wrong, it fails to recognise that all of us are sinners. Not just those pursuing outward lives of crime or exploitation, abuse or cruelty. All of us. If you compare any of our lives with the standards that God expects, we all fail the test. There's not one person who can appear before God and say, "I did okay, you should be pleased." To imagine otherwise is to be like Jesus' opponents. Arrogant. But how can Jesus explain that to these people? They're so full of their own opinions, they can't hear his words. They don't want to know. He offends them, eating meals with a man like Levi. And it's not only that he's in Levi's house, it's that he dares to do all of this at the very time when there's a great religious fast going on and everyone else is taking part in it. Others in his society are choosing to go without food for God. He should be missing out on his meals, not attending a feast. He should be skipping dinner, not eating the best with the rich folk. Anyone with a real concern for God would be doing that. "No," says Jesus, "you are the ones missing the point. The days have changed. God is doing something new. That's something to rejoice in. Stop living in the past. Stop clinging to what you were. It will only ruin you. Come and listen and discover what God is really doing now through me. It's excitingly different. What do you think? Jesus has a message for all people, including you. He changes life and makes it excitingly different. How? By making you and me ready to meet God, knowing in advance that we've been forgiven, nothing to answer for, a life wiped clean of all that was wrong. No matter what you are, no matter what you've done, Jesus calls you to receive this. Will you give him a hearing? This is not simply about others. This is about you. Will you hear? Thank you for listening. Please stay on and hear Mark's Gospel read out to us, and then join us next time for the next talk to hear more from Mark's Gospel.
Mark chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins."